His mission doesn't really make sense.
Greetings. Welcome to the first bonus episode of Human Cannonball. This is a conversation with Chloe Bradford, Lucy Corbin, and Quincy Corbin. This is a bonus episode because it's about manga and anime, and I haven't read or seen any of the texts that we'll be discussing. It's also a bonus episode because it's not really edited thoroughly. There's a lot of mic noise since we have three co-hosts on one mic, so with that in mind, please enjoy. And heads up, there's no flash summary. Enjoy. All right, y'all. Welcome to a bonus episode of Human Cannonball. I'm here with three other humans. This is a bonus episode of Human Cannonball because we're talking about a topic that, like, normally the setup is I read a book and other people read a book and we talk about the book. And in this case, we're talking about books, but we're also talking about movies and shows, and I don't know anything about the topic.
Really? Nothing?
I know almost nothing about the topic. Hold on. Yeah, introduce yourselves too. I know nothing about the topic of anime or manga. I've never read a manga. I've seen some anime, but like a shockingly small amount. So why don't y'all introduce yourselves?
Full name or no?
It's up to you.
Okay, I'm Lucy.
I'm Chloe.
I'm Quincy.
Word. Okay. And who's the expert here? Quincy?
Quincy's that's the main expert and he knows everything.
That's what people tell me.
Yes.
Shut up.
All right. So here's what I think we should do. I think we should talk about the episode. The show's called Human Cannonball, and the gag is that cannon means the cannonball. It's a pun, right? Cannonball, boom, out of the cannon. But cannon in literature means, and why don't we get an official, how about this? We've talked about it. What do you think cannon means? I'm going to quickly cop a definition real quick.
Okay. So, well, do you want to go first? Okay, I think canon means, when I think about it, it's like the part of a story. I didn't really think about how anime just as a genre.
Yeah.
Or manga as a whole thing would be canon to like the, I don't know, pop culture or whatever. But I think that canon is like the real story. I don't know how to explain it. Well, do you want to say something?
Like when the author comes out and says, like, this happened to this character and that's why they're the way they are. Like, that's canon. But, like, if someone was, like, if someone said, like, oh, I think this character, like, does this in their free time. Like, that's not canon.
Like fan fiction, you mean?
Yeah, because, like, the author, like, the creator didn't confirm it. Like, canon is, like, something that, like, the creator confirms. Or, like, the show itself is canon because it's, like, written and made that way.
Does it have to be the author that confirms it, or can it be a different body of people?
I mean, if you're, like, working on the show, I guess you can confirm it, but it's more, like, the author.
It's got to be authorized,
because because it's, like, if it's just anyone can say something and it's canon, it's, like, that's the opposite of what canon is.
Word. Quincy, you got a definition?
I think canon is... like something that has to do with the main story of a show or a book or something.
Yeah.
And or like anime, they have filler episodes just to fill in certain parts in a season or to make the movie longer so they can.
Yeah, and that stuff's not canon, you're saying?
Yeah.
Word. Okay, so here's what I think canon means with literature. I think canon means is like a bunch of books or texts that a group of people, like a culture, thinks is their essential text. I think of it in terms of the Bible, like the Bible's got certain books that certain, like the church thinks are real, but then there's all these other books that float around, people were reading them 2,000 years ago, but they're not official. They're not authorized, like you said. Yeah. And then now let's give, here's Google's definition from Oxford. Okay, definition one is a general law, rule, principle, or criterion by which something is judged. That's not the definition we want. Definition two is a collection or list of sacred books accepted as genuine. Genuine,
sacred.
Right?
Yeah, genuine.
Yeah, and we're talking about the sacred books of anime or of manga. And the reason we're talking about it is because you know about it and I don't. And because that's the topic. So I think we should talk about what anime canon, and maybe we should start with what's manga and anime. Like, I think what's the difference? I think I know the difference, but what do y'all think is the difference? Work it out, y'all.
I think the difference is, well, like a manga is like the book, form of like anime. And I feel like manga is the true canon because an anime is an adaptation usually of a manga. Like if you think it's like book to movie adaptation. So if you wanted to like look at the canon in like Harry Potter, you would probably look at the books more than the movies. Because, like, some things are edited or changed or taken out. And, like, in certain animes, like, parts and chapters of the manga aren't in the anime. And so it's, like, a shortened version of it.
Okay. Is it ever an expanded version? Does the anime ever do take the plot somewhere that the book didn't?
I mean, mangas usually, like, there's, like, short mangas. But, like, mangas usually have, like, multiple chapters, like, more than the animes.
Word.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Get right up on that mic, Quincy.
Closer.
I forgot. Manga and anime, what's the difference?
Well, manga is obviously the book.
Closer. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Like, go so close. Right there. There you go. Yeah.
Anime, sometimes when I'm watching anime, if I've read the manga, there's stuff in the anime that's not in the manga.
It's just different stuff,
kind
yeah.
of like, well, as I said, with filler.
Yeah.
Fill in parts just to get that little bit of extra sauce on it.
Is that what, is it, so is it about sauce or is it about filler? Like, is it to just give more content or does it improve? Do you prefer animes to manga?
Sometimes yes, but I don't like waiting for like new seasons to come out. Or
is that not true of the books?
Well, yeah, but usually by the time I like with Jujutsu Kaisen, Jujutsu Kaisen's not over. Demon Slayer. I started watching Demon Slayer. Then once I finished season two. I wanted more, so I read the manga.
Oh, right, because the story's already done.
Yeah.
Does an anime series ever start before the manga series is done?
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Because that probably happens a lot. I mean, that's like what happened with Game of Thrones, right? Like, dude stopped writing the books because the show took off. Lucy, you got something?
I was just going to say, I've noticed when, like, I've never really, like, watched an anime and then read the manga. Like, I started Attack on Titan. Low-key, it's taking forever, and I think it's because I'm a slow reader. But when they put all the stuff from the manga in the show, it takes so long. Like, it literally takes so long. I've never read One Piece, but One Piece is, like, a million episodes. And I don't know how people are binging that all in one day.
There's this anime that I watched that's, like, the first one I watched, and it's called Hunter x Hunter, or, like, Hunter x Hunter if you want to be, like, annoying. But there's one season, it's, like, season 5, and it's literally, like, the longest season ever. There's, like, 300, no, there's not 300 episodes. There's, like, 50, I'd say, and usually there's, like, 20 in a season, because there's so much stuff happening, but the anime, like, when you're reading manga, you can just look at the frames, like, fast.
Sure,
but when it's,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
a show, like, it'll go, like, frame by frame of what's happening.
Wait.
But yeah. It's, like, super long. Also, with what Quincy was saying, like, Hunter x Hunter, the Hunter x Hunter manga, like, it wasn't finished when the show came out. And the show is, like, super popular. And the author actually just recently started continuing the story for, like, Hunter x Hunter, the manga. And people think the show's coming back. Because the show, like, it ended, but, like, people wanted the show to keep going because there was more manga.
Yeah.
But then the manga stopped, and he actually had, like, a back problem, and he couldn't, like, draw. So he had to stop making it. But now he's back to it. And, yeah.
And that's an anime also?
Yeah. Like, Hunter x Hunter's an anime. And
so did it continue after the point of where he stopped writing?
No. Like,
it hadn't,
like,
caught up yet?
There's, like, 6 seasons, I think, of Hunter x Hunter, and there's, like, there's like 300 chapters of manga.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot. His fun fact, his wife is actually the person who drew and animated Sailor Moon.
Oh, really? Word.
Yeah, okay. So.
Sailor Moon, cool. I didn't consider that one.
And everyone thinks the anime, even if he dies, is going to keep going because the wife, like, knows
we'll
his
take
art
it over,
style.
Whatever. Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say. Something.
Hunter x Hunter?
Oh, no. It was different. It was, I also, in the manga usually, maybe we already said this. I don't think we said this exactly, but in the manga, they'll like, I feel like the show will always start where the manga starts, but then it'll take a turn. Like, I think that's what happened in Attack on Titan. Still haven't watched Attack on Titan. I watched like 3 episodes and shut it off. But in the, where I'm at in the manga, Eren is still like 10 years old and he's kind of pissing me off, but it's fine. And then I heard in the show, it changes completely.
Yeah.
And it's like ends weird. But yeah.
Yeah, and does that piss off, like, manga fans when that happens?
Yeah, I've heard. I've heard. I think, like, especially because I think sometimes, for me, I started watching JJK because I saw the craziest spoiler on TikTok from the manga. And I didn't even see it in the anime because it doesn't happen in the anime because it's not out yet. And I was like, no, not my king, even though I didn't know who he was. But, yeah. I think it does make people mad. I think because, like, people get mad and then you'll hear about it and it's like, we don't know if this will happen in the show, but chances are it will, I guess.
Yeah, word.
The only anime I know is really Hunter x Hunter. Like, I've seen others, but the one I was obsessed with was that. And the people were mad that the manga wasn't, or the show wasn't continuing, because in the manga, there's, like, a big fight between, like, two of the, like, the villains in the show. And it was so close to being, like, in the show because it was, like, only a few chapters away, but it never got animated. So, like, the big thing is, like, they're hoping that it comes back so that that fight can be animated. And they were really upset that, like, he stopped the show. But, yeah.
Word.
Also, I don't like reading the manga before I watch the show, because I feel like when I watch the show after I watch the manga, I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But then when I watch a show and then I get the manga, I like it because it's like I'm rewatching the show, but different.
But it's more dimensions. And right.
I don't know why. It's kind of
weird. Well, so I mean, I always feel like the movies are not as good as the books, and maybe I wouldn't feel that. I have not felt that way sometimes when I've seen the movie first.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm the opposite. I was reading, what's it called? Attack on Titan, because I wanted to see if it changed in the anime. I wanted to like compare and contrast.
Yeah, and you read which one did you read it first?
Or? I read it first, but I'm not done with it, but I've been reading it so that I can watch it. Yeah, Attack on Titan.
So you don't know what you prefer because you haven't seen it yet?
I started it, but I didn't see anything important, really.
Quincy, what got you into anime? Or which one did you get into first?
Anime.
How?
Anime. And I had a friend when I was younger, and she showed me an anime named Naruto. And
that's the entry point for you is Naruto?
Yeah.
Word. And that's probably true for a lot of people your age, right? Like, Naruto's he's pretty big like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but now it's like more My Hero Academia or Jujutsu Kaisen,
Naruto's
newer
one of the
shows, or a new one that's really good is Solo Leveling.
Word. The only thing I know about Naruto is how he runs.
Yeah,
that's the only thing. He puts his hands behind his back. We used to joke about that in school, even though I didn't know what it was. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. So you got into it. You got into anime, and then you started reading manga as an extension of that.
Yeah.
Get them in the library, or you buy them, or how do you get them?
They're at the public library in Brattleboro.
Yeah, they got a big collection there, right? Mm-hmm. Word. Yeah.
Don't you even do it online, too?
Yeah, you can read online. Also, I think that, honestly, what about Teen Titans, the original? Do you think that's anime style? Like, do you think that's an anime style show? Yeah, but I feel like it's, like, got to be a little bit inspired.
This gets into a deeper question about what is anime in relation to, like, traditional American or Western or whatever
animation. Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. I don't know the answer to that question. That's how Seven Deadly Sins is, I think. Like, I think it's an American-styled anime. Am I right? That's how Yasuke is, that show about the Black Samurai. I was going to say something else, but it doesn't really matter.
I think that, this like shifted. I think that, I think that anime like specifically is like a Japanese show. It's animated in Japan and it's originally with Japanese dub. But I feel like it's changed a lot because people have taken the like styles from like anime.
The Western animators.
And I feel like if you want to get like really specific, people could get really annoyed when you're like, this is anime, but it's not.
Sure.
Like people call Avatar The Last Airbender. It's like an animated show, but it takes from anime styles, but it's in English dub originally.
Yeah.
It's made by American like authors. And people get, I get annoyed when people call it anime because it's really not. It's just an animated show.
You're expecting anime to mean specifically originating in Japan.
Yeah, but then I think if I think at like some shows I've watched that I consider anime, they're not because they're made from American studios.
Right.
But it's like, I feel like people in American studios could be Japanese, but it's just an American studio.
Yeah, you're, yeah. And you so, know? You go ahead.
I was going to say that I agree with you, sort of. I mean, I think that anime is an art style. So if you're drawing in an art style, whatever. I mean,
the word is this. It's the, I assume anime is just the Japanese rendering of the word animation.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you think that's right?
But I think that, like, I don't know. I was talking to somebody and somebody asked me if Invincible was anime, and that's where I was like, okay, what are you talking about? But yeah.
Not every show, animated show, is anime in America, but every show that's animated in Japan is anime.
Okay, because that's the word for animation.
You know, like, I don't know. Like,
it'd be good to have a Japanese like citizen here to talk about it. But
yeah, I feel like that's like how I think of it, is like if it's created in Japan or by Japanese people, it's anime. But I guess Lucy's right. Like it is a style. Like people draw like, oh, this character in anime style, and it's
I'm pretty sure that when I was a kid and it was starting to become popular, I think people use the term Japanimation, which strikes me as vaguely like not racist, but like it's got kind of a weird vibe to it. But it's just a portmanteau of Japan and animation, and I think they just eventually just started adopting the term anime because people knew that it meant Japanese style animation. I'm reminded of two things, and then I want to ask this other question. We were talking about the other day too. To me, My Little Pony is a good barometer because, like, if you watch the My Little Ponies from the 80s. They don't look at all like the animation style is much different than the Friendship is Magic, which to me, like when I saw Friendship is Magic, I was like, oh, like the My Little Pony franchise has adopted the anime aesthetic, but that's not a Japanese program.
I disagree. I don't think it's really like anime style. I just think it's just cartoons. But I can see it's from the original. I think it's definitely like...
You can see the difference.
I can see the difference from the original, but I don't think it's like anime style. I think it's just cartoon. But I agree,
Quincy's... What do you think about this? You think... Is My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic in the anime style?
I wouldn't know because I only watch the movies where they're... The show?
The show? No, yes. I used to watch the show. Nora watched the show.
Did you see the
with Twilight Sparkle? Humans?
Oh, well, yeah, I've watched that. I have watched the show, I guess, but I don't remember anything.
Okay, what do you mean the movies? They're the movies from the past 10 years or movies back in the from the day? Like when I was a kid?
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking. You're talking about the animated one with that orange girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
The weird one.
But doesn't the girl turn into our...
She turns into like...
She turns into a pony. From the show?
Twilight Sparkle?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the show. So, Quincy, this thing that you're talking about, though, is it in the anime style, in your opinion?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. And then the other thing that came up the other day was Studio Ghibli or Ghibli, which is, we all know it's Japanese, but to me, I didn't necessarily think of it as having an anime style, but maybe, I don't know why I didn't think that.
Really?
But I mean, I guess now that I'm, if I try to imagine the characters in my head, I guess they do. But it's just so Japanese that it's moot that it's anime to me. I don't know if that makes sense.
I think that that's like what I'm talking about when it's like the specific definition of like anime, like from Japan. Like I feel like I'd qualify that anime just because it's from Japan. But
right.
I agree with you in the sense that like I feel like Ghibli movies are kind of just its own genre.
Right.
Like it's like he has such a unique, it's not really that unique, but it is to like his stories and how his movies and stuff. And
it's iconic in its own way.
Exactly.
It doesn't sit inside the genre. It really is self-contained feeling.
Yeah. I feel like if you like saw something, you'd be like, oh, that's Ghibli style, not, oh, that's anime style.
Okay.
You know?
So I want to ask two questions. And the second one is the long one. So the quick one is this. What are the defining features of the anime Okay, so is, first of all, in a manga, is the animation, the animation is anime in a manga. Mm-hmm. You would call that anime, or would you, would you call, what would you,
I'd call it manga stuff.
The illustration, let's say the illustration in a manga.
I would, or call that anime.
Okay, either way, the illustrations in these two.
But not in the same way that I'm talking about the show.
What's the distinction?
The show, like, if I'm like, oh, I watched the anime, and I'm talking, like, I feel like, in a sense, not in a sense, but like, if I'm saying anime, talking about the show, I'll be like, oh, I'll watch the anime. But if I'm talking about anime, the art style, it's like, it's different.
It sounds like the way we use cartoon, like, I could watch a cartoon like The Little Mermaid. That's not the same as a Sunday morning cartoon, but they are both animated.
I would call
the style is different, though. Okay, what are the defining features of that animation style? I can name what I think are two, maybe three.
I think,
And I guess in distinction,
like,
from
the design of, like, characters.
Sure.
Like, it's so, I've noticed, and maybe this is so, like, not important to anything, but they have colorful hair.
Mm-hmm.
They always have colorful hair.
Yuji, multicolored or certain color, like blocks of color.
Like one color.
Yeah. Other than black or
other
yellow
than black.
Or whatever.
I mean, there are anime characters that have black hair, obviously, but
some of them have green hair.
Like, yeah, some of them have green hair. Goku's hair turns blonde, which is like crazy. Yuji, my boy, pink hair. Yeah, his hair turns every color of Goku's.
Right.
But Gojo, my day one, has white hair.
Mm-hmm. What about, you guys got other thoughts on that? Certain, I don't know if it's just characters. I can think of two character things and then maybe one, like, other thing.
I feel like, I don't know if I want to get into this, but, like, the female characters are often sexualized to, like, extremes in anime. And it's like every female character has big boobs.
Yeah, or, that strikes me as not
every.
There's a lot.
How is that?
I guess it's not every. But
is that distinct from the American comic book superhero illustration style?
I guess not. But I feel like that is, like, whenever I'm watching anime or, like, seeing, reading manga, I feel like it's always, like, prominent when characters do have, like, sexual features, I guess. Like, I don't know. Maybe not every character does, but it's definitely pointed out when they do. And it's, like, a main point of their character.
Are we talking about sexual features or are we talking about extreme body characteristics?
Extreme
it could,
body
it
characteristics.
Could be, I'm not trying to deny that there's an element of perversion in it, but, like, there's also a thing, like, a kind of triangular chest construction thing, and, like, even so, and facial features are something I notice in anime, but yeah, spin the mic.
I agree with what you're saying. Also, well, I think there is definitely, they have muscles a lot of the time. Like, the men, they be having abs when they are, like, the scrawniest.
Right.
No tea, no shade. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
It's actually wild. And they have, like, Baki, Quincy, no, Isaiah, our little brother Isaiah watches Baki, and the proportions on those men are wild. Like, it's absolutely wild. It's, like, crazy. They're, like, buff. They have, like, every single one of their muscles is pronounced, like, crazy.
I noticed that in, like, American superhero comics, too. Like, it's, like, almost like, it's, like, Raphaelite, or, like, it's, like, those old sculptures, you know?
Yeah,
or, like,
yeah,
dude, I'm thinking,
like,
of, I guess I'm thinking of Michelangelo, right? Where, like, muscles that I don't even know exist.
Yeah.
You know, like, muscle
Batman's
sets.
Batman's 9-pack.
Yeah, right.
I was also thinking another, I don't know if this is a feature, like, physically, I guess, but there's not always, but a lot of the time there's always some pedophile that wants a little kid because they have crazy powers.
Yes.
Is sexually attracted
to their powers. Like, they moan and, like, say the craziest things. Like, Sukuna, Gon.
No, not Gon.
Hisoka wants Gon
is
for
this
his
a,
power.
Is this a vampiric sort of thing? Like, an older villain wants to leech the power from a young character. Right?
Well, I was gonna list more, but it's fine.
I think that for Hunter x Hunter, Hisoka specifically goes after Gon to watch him grow up and find, like, his power and, like, is hoping to battle him when he's at his fullest potential. And
he wants to battle him in his fullest potential?
Yeah, he, like, gets off on the fact that he's already so powerful and that when he actually grows to his strongest, he'll be so fun to fight.
Right, so, like, this fetishization of of the growth process.
Quincy, I need you for this because I could be wrong, but I've heard... Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler spoiler shit idiot. Human cannibal. Sorry. Yeah, no, it's we do you, that. We do that. The expectations that you've read it.
Sukuna and also Mei Mei from JJK. Mei Mei is crazy. Mei Mei literally is laying up naked with her baby brother in the bed and it gets weird. And then but Sukuna is like not in love with Megumi, but he's always like, oh, I don't want anyone, if anyone dies, just keep Megumi alive. And then he ends up killing Megumi and using his body to have his powers. Because he's like, I'm in love with Megumi. Really?
Get Quincy, get on it.
Yeah, Quincy, get on the mic.
Technically, Megumi is technically, Megumi is not dead yet. Been confirmed. He might be a vegetable, but...
Quincy, what do you think about this? Are there things that you note about... either the character design or other things about the design that are typify manga and anime, like features that are
usually when I'm watching anime, there's like a character or a few characters who are always shirtless, like Goku. Every battle, his shirt just disappears.
I don't know if I've ever seen him with his shirt on. Frankly, I've only seen him a couple times, and he's
like, what's his name? Toto from Goku, rips off his shirt at the beginning of every battle.
Yeah. Okay. And that's good.
Toto also, every single battle before he fights someone, he rips his shirt off and says, "What type of woman are you into?" to every single one of his opponents. And then
we saw that.
Yeah, he does it to everyone. What's, and I was all
that's a thematic like running gag.
Did
they answer him?
Yeah. Well, he says it to two people. If they answer him incorrectly, he's like, "Now you're gonna die."
What's the incorrect answer?
It's like something like Megumi was like, "I like anyone as long as they have a good personality," and Toto's like, "You're boring," so he beat him up.
What's the right answer?
Yuji said, "I like a girl with big boobs and a nice fat ass." That's what he said. Huh. Like Jennifer Lawrence. That's what he said. And then. Those are the only two people I can think of. I guess he asked Jogo too, but
Jennifer Lawrence. What a weird reference to make.
And also,
they reference it like multiple times.
Yuji's celebrity crush is Jennifer Lawrence.
It's just so specific.
Yeah, but I was also thinking another thing is I've noticed that in art styles for like different animes, the show, and then mangas, usually the anime and the manga will have a different art style, but you can tell them apart from somebody else's. Like JJK, the show, I can tell apart from like, what's a really obvious one? My Hero. The My Hero art style is like the least, not the least, but like the most, how do I say it?
Ugly?
No, not ugly, but the most like kiddish looking. It's like, looks like it's for little kids.
I also think like another characteristic of like animes are like, there's like always like big eyes and a very like triangular face, or like, I feel like it's very like, I don't know, like.
Wait, what about their face?
Like, there's big eyes usually.
Yeah, these are the two things I was going to say.
And Nate, like a V kind of shaped face. And the jawline is always, like, on point. And I feel like for, like, the ugly characters, like, the characters that they want you to know are, like, fugly and, like, evil, they always have, like, beady little eyes and, like, a round face. And, like, it's so contrasting. Yeah, there's racism in anime, too. And I think that's it's not a big trope, but I feel like in every, like, especially older animes, there's, like, Mr. Popo.
Yeah,
what's the anime that from? Dragon Ball Z, he's like completely racist. And like there was one in Hunter x Hunter, he was like a hunter, I think, in like the original exam, and he was black and he had like the biggest lips, and he literally, I think his whole thing was like he loved eating, and he literally was like, it was crazy. It was like eating watermelon in one scene. Yeah. And it was like wild. And like, it just puts me off from the anime. Cause I'm like, bruh, like you had to just add that little thing in there. Like,
So I'm guessing that has to do with cultural, like, like a lack of contact.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess maybe Africa and Japan, but maybe America and Japan. Yeah. I'm not sure. Like, because I've heard this thing about, I've known people of color who have traveled in Japan. I've heard this thing about people touching their hair. Do you ever hear that thing? Yeah,
I've seen videos where like people will go and they'll be like, oh my gosh, can I take a picture with you? Right. Like, because they're like just...
And this is not to like dog on the Japanese. Could happen in any cultural exchange. And yeah, and then there's also like, yeah, okay, sure.
Also like, I feel like... there's also like villainization of Americans in like anime too. Like they're always like stupid Americans or whatever. But like I feel like that's also like in American shows and TV and media always is like, oh, like there's racism one and two. There's like we hate these people.
Right. And,
like,
and there's always been like ethnics type villains in American cinema. Right.
But I feel like it's like the same in Japanese anime.
Sure.
Or that's like redundant, but like anime. And
right.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I think I like when the anime takes place in Japan rather than some fairyland.
Right.
Not gonna lie.
Why do you like that?
It actually pisses me off. Like Dragon Ball, I just like when it's more like realistic. Like I remember, in Dragon Ball, I don't know if this correlates to what I'm saying actually, but like, yeah, they'll have a racist character. And then in JJK, they'll more, like, address that they're racist instead of... Like, Gojo said that thing to Miguel about how he said, you're strong because you're black. And then Miguel was like, nah, I'm strong because I'm him. And Miguel's from Africa. And he's like, you know.
Do you think that's a response to criticism that anime and manga have gotten in the past 20 years about being culturally insensitive?
Possibly. It would make sense because Gege also, like... The person that created JJK, like, you don't know, nobody knows what they look like or who they are. Their name is just Gege Akutami. So it's like, I feel like, it would make sense, especially now, because it's newer. Like, that thing that Gojo said happened, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
That chapter just came out.
I feel like also, like, in a lot of animes, like, people will just brush it off, kind of, unlike they do in, like, American, like shows. And, like, if there was, like, something like that, I feel like in an American show, like, I feel like people would be like, oh, that's really bad. Like, why would you say that in a show? That's so annoying. But I feel like in anime, like, I've been saying like so much, but they like brush it off and they just don't really care, I guess. But I feel like some people do. Like, I feel like in their brain, they're like, oh, that's weird. But they don't like call it out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So go ahead.
They say monkey, but not in a racist way. They use it. How does Frieza use monkey?
So they got monkeys in Japan, though, right? So like, I mean, I think there's monkeys in Japan, right? Go ahead. Good. Yeah.
Frieza from Dragon Ball Z uses it racially because he says get rid of those monkeys, and he means the Saiyans, which is a race of people. He means that, and he says it full heartedly.
And what? Who are the Saiyans? Who are the Saiyans?
The Saiyans are like aliens, like Goku or Vegeta, Trunks, Gohan, Goten, Broly. I'm trying to think of other Saiyans. They're all Saiyans.
These dudes are not indigenous to the planet Earth?
No. They're all from planet Vegeta.
So we're seeing the use of monkey to dehumanize.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, I think probably that's what monkey historically for humans has been like, right? Like that's, monkeys are this animal that like looks suspiciously and like humans.
We like came from apes, so to say that maybe it's like,
we are apes, yeah. You want to get on the mic to say this or, yeah? Chloe's like, saying that we came from apes.
Yeah, we came from apes, and like people like could use that to me, like, oh, you're like the first.
You haven't evolved, part of sure,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, evolution,
yeah, yeah.
But it's definitely racial now. But like,
In the U.S., it has a specific connotation. But it sounds like in this anime that we're talking about, it's not about race so much as about species, right? Like,
yeah,
they're a different.
But
they're aliens. I'm not saying that they don't deserve respect. I'm saying
no.
That
I get it.
They're aliens. Right? I mean, do they come from the same stock? Are they the same? Is there a mythology that indicates that?
I don't know.
You know how sometimes, like in science fiction, humans and aliens are actually the same. You know, our long lost ancestors or whatever. You know that trend?
No,
they're different.
Yeah, they're completely different. Because humans, there's like a power level system in Dragon Ball, and humans are like the lowest of the low. Like, they're not even, like, Saiyans can just grab bullets out of the air. Like, the weakest of Saiyans can just.
So the use of monkey to describe the Saiyans is interesting because they're actually superior in terms of their skills.
Yes, but I was also thinking most Saiyans, actually all Saiyans, are born with a monkey tail.
And oh.
If they look, and planet Vegeta doesn't have a moon, but if they go to a planet with a moon and they look at it too long, they can turn to a great ape, which is just a giant monkey.
I got this friend who references anime a lot, and I every now and then, like, you'll like Vegeta. I've heard him say Vegeta, and I don't know what that means, and now I do. That's funny.
Okay, I want to say one more thing about monkeys, and then we can move on. Ghetto says it about people that are non-sorcerers. Ghetto, let me tell you, Ghetto does not like... From JJK, yeah, sorry. Ghetto from Jujutsu Kaisen does not like people that are non-sorcerers. Right. He hates them, and I think it's because... It's actually because Toji low-key killed him, and then Gojo brought him back to life. And
is
then
Toji not a sorcerer?
Toji's not a sorcerer, but he has heavenly restriction, correct?
Yeah.
And so he's super strong, and he had this cursed sword that he got from his little worm. And then he, like, kills Ghetto, and Ghetto gets all depressed after he gets brought back to life, and he's like, I'm going to kill all those monkeys.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't Ghetto who got brought back. It was Ghetto's body, but it was, spoilers.
Yeah.
It was a brain named Kenjaku.
That's after
that jumps,
what I'm talking about.
No, in the show? That's it's
the
Kenjaku.
Flashback episodes?
In the flat, okay. Well, yeah, okay, I guess. Yeah, okay, okay.
Well,
I thought you were talking about the show.
Ghetto dies twice.
What I'm noticing is this trend in that I recognize this from other things. Harry Potter comes to mind, this idea that, like, there's a class of people that have these powers, and they want to enslave, or they have a supremacist attitude about, like
yeah,
Voldemort hates Muggles, right?
Yeah.
We'll just run the world, and Muggles will be like cattle or whatever. That's a kind of a trope in literature. There's got to be other examples, but it's interesting that overlap.
Because Ghetto, like, he has all these people that he rounds up, and he's like, all right, guys, let's take over the world and kill all the non-sorcerers.
Right.
Because they create the curse energy that the sorcerers have to fight, and he's like...
The non-sorcerers?
Yeah, and that's what he says he's doing it for, but I think he does it because he got traumatized by Toji.
Right.
Also in Hunter x Hunter, it's not really like they want to kill all the not hunters, but there's definitely like a, like, they have like ego about being a hunter, and
right.
It's like you're better if you're a hunter. Like, literally, if you win the hunter exam, you get a hunter's license that, like, gets you access to, like, the black market and everything. And, like, if you're arrested, you can just flash in, you'll be fine. Like,
so you can see how that leads to a supremacist attitude.
Yeah,
right?
And then, like, people are like, yeah, I'm just, like, better. Like, I beat the test. So, yeah, now I'm, like, better.
The other text I'm thinking of, and I've never read, I think it was a comic book first, but I've seen the movie Blade. Blade is a movie about vampires, and there's a, you know, there's one vampire who's a vampire hunter, but, like, the evil vampires, they want to keep humans around just as cattle. They don't, you know, they think vampires are a evolutionary step up.
I don't know anything about Blade.
Me neither. Anyways, main event. What's the canon of manga and anime? And I think that it would be cool if we could try to get it narrowed down to, like, between 5 or 10, and I think it would be fun for me to say what I suspect is.
What
is
do you
canon.
Think it starts with?
What do I think the
like
first?
Like the timeline, like the yeah the for, oh, starting with manga.
Well, manga precedes anime, right? Like, there's books before there are shows.
Yeah.
Historically.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough. Okay, so, like, let me just give you my top. Like, I'll shoot from the hip, and then tell me what you think. I think we have to call Pokemon was it a manga?
I don't think so.
Pokemon?
I think that Pokemon is actually an American studio. I do not. Is it not? I thought it was. I thought it was, that was the big... Oh, is that Yu-Gi-Oh? Or is that Japanese
Yu-Gi-Oh
too?
Yu-Gi-Oh was the original Pokemon.
Yu-Gi-Oh. Okay.
Oh,
I
those,
thought Pokemon
I thought they
was
were
American,
different.
But it's probably not.
Okay, so Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z...
Yeah.
Strikes me as canon. Naruto strikes me as canon. And then who's the dude who goes Kaioken?
That's Goku.
That's Goku. And that show is called?
Dragon Ball.
That's Dragon Ball Z. Okay. That might be all I know then as canon.
Another one would be like Bleach or like the big three, which is Naruto.
Yeah, Naruto. Yeah, the big three.
Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece.
Yeah. I've never heard of Bleach or One Piece.
What? I mentioned One Piece before.
I believe it.
One Piece is very, like, I feel like that's, like, the... It, when you were naming that list, I was like, the one you're missing is One Piece. Because I feel like that's very culturally significant. It's very long. It's, like, I don't want to say because I don't really know. I'm kind of, like, talking out of my butt. But I think One Piece is, like, one of, like, the OG animes that people, like, got into and watched and like got popular
like in the 80s or 90s or
I don't know.
Can we place anime much earlier than the 80s? And I don't know, y'all probably don't know the well, that's what I mean. Yeah, I guess
I think One Piece came out in the 2000s.
Yeah,
because I'm pretty sure the big three is just shows that got really popular at the beginning of the 2000s.
And when you call them the big three, that's a term people use online and stuff to describe yes. those three shows?
Yes.
So, okay, and they were Bleach. What is it called? One Piece?
Yes.
P-E-A-C-E or P-I-E-C-E?
P-I-E-C-E.
Yeah.
A piece. Okay, and then the other one's Naruto. And those precede Dragon Ball Z?
I don't think so, but... I think no, but also, if I'm being honest... I'm putting Sailor Moon somewhere in
yeah.
the big three.
Yeah, she's I like, should have mentioned it.
I feel like, I mean, I don't remember Sailor Moon, but my mom used to have it on like...
That's pretty old.
Something, yeah, and I would watch it when I was little. And I feel like that was the first. And manga, though, I would say Berserk. Berserk's old. And
is it really? So I heard of that last year from a
student. I think it came out in like 1980 something.
I had no idea it was old. I thought it was new.
It's old, and I used to love Berserk, but I never watched the anime because there's only one season.
Is that the dude's got a suit?
No, he has a gigantic sword.
Oh, sword. Okay.
And it's like brutal. It's a brutal manga.
I don't know if this is like canon, but I feel like Hunter x Hunter is very significant because that was a 90s anime, and the manga came out before that. There's like a 90s version of the anime, and then there's a more current version of the anime that mm-hmm. from 2011 that everyone knows. And I feel like for me, canon animes are like, if you said that to someone who's like an anime fan, they would be like, oh yeah, right, that. Like if you're talking to someone who knows about anime, or not knows about anime, but like is like, oh, I watch anime. I'm like, oh yeah, like Hunter x Hunter, like Naruto, One Piece, like, and then the more underground ones are like not canon, you know?
Sure, yeah, but they might rise to the level of canon
yeah,
at some point because
yeah.
like Naruto, like I didn't hear about Naruto until 6 years ago, maybe.
Yeah,
but like people have been, like I don't know.
Like I feel like. I don't know. I'm like biased to Hunter x Hunter, but I feel like there's something there that puts it above. Also, another anime, I don't know if this is like newer, but it's called The Promised Neverland, and that was a manga way before the show. Huh?
Quincy, do it.
I was just going to say that show is so gas. Yeah. I haven't watched season 2 yet. Just season 1.
What do you like? But it's new, yeah?
But yeah, it was really good. I watched it with them.
What do you love about it? Why is it better than what's uniquely good about it?
Well, I just thought the story was good, and there was a couple scenes that
who'd you watch it
got with? Me scared.
Who'd you watch it with?
Dom.
Dom, you watched it?
Yeah.
That's one where they really dropped the ball with the anime adaption because the second season everyone hated on because they skipped like. 5 or 10 whole books of like the manga and just went to like the ending of like the story kind of. Mm-hmm. And like everyone was really pissed about it because the story is so interesting and the first season is so good.
Are there only 2 seasons?
Yeah, there's only 2 seasons, right? And it got canceled because of like what happened. And
or it was slated to get canceled and they had to wrap it up. Like maybe the studio might have been like, you know, producers might have been like, you got one more season,
that's,
wrap it up.
That's what people like speculated it when they wanted to defend it because they were
right,
like,
sure.
Bro, like it's just, it's not their fault. Like they had to end it.
That's what people say about Game of Thrones. Yeah. You know, they had to wrap it up.
And I feel like that's definitely one, but that is a really good anime and a really good manga. If you like that anime, Quincy, you should read the manga. I feel like you'd like it. It's really good. And I feel like it's spot on with the first season. And so to go from being spot on to the manga to being completely skipping things and then not being spot on really threw people off because the first season was so like the other seasons. But I think that's a good anime. It's newer, but I feel like a lot of people, it could grow to be like one of the canon ones like you were saying.
I'm also biased to JJK. I will do anything to defend that show. I don't care what Gojo said to Miguel. I'm black, so don't cancel me. But I love JJK. And I don't know. Would you say that's a canon one? I am. I don't care.
Is it? How old is it?
It started in 20. The anime started in 2020, but the manga came out in 2016. And
so pretty new compared to something like Naruto. Yeah,
and also it blew up pretty, like, I was hearing about it in 2021, I think was the first time I ever heard about it, and somebody was talking about Sukuna fan art, and then I was like, that's crazy, because I thought he was hot, and then someone was like, he's actually really horrible, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I heard about it after, spoiler alert again, Gojo died, and then that's when I started watching it, and then I read a couple, like, panels. I've never read the manga, though, but I would say that's a canon one. I had another one, but I don't remember. Oh,
no, go ahead.
Attack on Titan, definitely for sure canon. Also, another thing in Attack on Titan that I thought was interesting, I think most of the people are white. I think there's only 2 Asian people in the show because they were talking about how Mikasa was the only Asian one left. And then I don't know if Levi is Asian. I think him and Mikasa are related, but I don't know if he's Asian because Mikasa is Wajin. And then Aaron is white and everybody else is white. That's what they say, at least. I haven't seen a black person in there yet.
Is it hard to distinguish, like, for lack of a better word, ethnic races or whatever in anime style? Because I guess I don't know if this is true for me because I don't watch enough, but I think I would have a tendency to regard them all as Asian by dint of my association of that style with Asia.
I think a lot of people identify them as white. Yeah. A lot of the time, like, everybody, when I watch anime, they're like, I'll, like, make a joke about someone's black, and then they'll be like, no, they're white. And I'm like, no, they're not. Like,
so, like, Naruto's white?
I don't think he's white. I think he's Asian. But yeah. I think people would say he's white because he has, like, blonde hair or yellow hair. I don't know.
Yes, and, I assume he's dyed, right?
No, I think he was born with blonde hair.
But he was born with blonde hair.
Okay.
His father has blonde hair.
Thank you, Quincy. I think that, like, especially Gojo, like, I make jokes about Gojo being black a lot. And every single time I say that, they're like, that man is white. He has blue eyes. Even though his blue eyes are, like, I wouldn't say they're his superpower, but they're a part of it. And they, like, glow.
Yeah.
His blue orbs. His
right, they're not
blue,
like,
orbs.
They're not, like, a genetic marker so much as a magical marker.
They are a genetic marker, but not
a mark of supernatural power, though.
Yeah,
not a mark of,
I would,
like,
say so. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Also, never mind.
Okay.
I feel like that in maybe not in the big three, because I don't know Bleach or One Piece that well, but I feel like in a lot of popular animes, there's always like this main character who's like a boy and he meets like other people and there's a main trio,
right,
of the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they go on an adventure and then like they meet people along the way. And I feel like that's like a structure in like shows, like anyway, like it's also, in any show, but it's also like, it's like very specific, like Hunter x Hunter, it's Gon and he meets Killua, Leorio, Kurapika, and they go on their hunter exam, and then Kurapika falls off and so does Leorio, and then it's just Killua and Gon. And then Naruto, it's Sasuke.
It's the three in Naruto is Sasuke, Naruto, and Sakura, sadly. Yeah. Sakura.
Whose girlfriend is that?
That's Sasuke's.
Pink hair, black hair. Okay, pink hair.
But then Sasuke leaves for a long time and comes back in Boruto, but we don't talk about that show.
Sakura and Naruto?
Yeah, so it's Sakura and Naruto for a while, and then they get Sai, who is just some random, no one cares about him. He's pale.
Is it? Yeah, I was going to say, it's also like a structure that reminds me of Dungeons and Dragons and role-playing game, like the idea of an adventure party with, I don't know, between 3 and 6 characters with distinct styles, and they do fall off, right? Like some of them are going to die, or like someone's going to disappear for a whole season because they're DMing or whatever.
Yeah, I think the trios, like Eren, Mikasa, and also Eren, Mikasa, and Armin. Every single time there's a trio, there's always two that fall in love. And you know what is crazy? 90% of the times they're gay, and they never ever. There's always a tragic gay couple, and then they never like get together.
What's tragic about it?
Like Gojo and Geto, my favorite. They're not canon, but like they're gay.
What's not canon? The characters. Those characters.
There's
are canon.
Characters being in love, but they're
right.
In love.
You're saying
like,
the shipping is not.
Yeah,
is
like
not.
Gojo and Geto were. They were in love, and they could have been something. They could have been amazing. Quincy
are you,
says,
hold
Kat,
on, are you inferring that they're in love, or is that
I think
understood?
It's a fan ship, but it's like, might as well be. If you see it, it's like they're in love.
Got
like
it.
They act like they're in love. They are in love. They ride bikes together and smile and giggle and laugh. And right. No, they're in love. And then there's always the one person that gets left out, and it's like... You just wonder, like, wow, what would have happened if they were in love, those two people? Because Gojo and Geto, they were, like, best friends, and then Geto turns all evil and whatever, and then Gojo has to kill him years later, and it's really sad, and they never get to be in love.
Are there gay relationships in anime and manga, or are there relationships at all? Is romance,
well,
and,
there's
is erotic
the pedophiles.
Romance a thing? Yeah, I wouldn't call... Yeah, okay. Okay, that's... Is eroticism fundamentally a risk in anime and manga, or is there positive erotic relationships?
There's positive.
Gay ones? Or just
any
in
kind,
general?
Yeah, any kind.
Eren and Mikasa.
There's this girl in Naruto named Hinata. They have Naruto and Hinata have a son.
Yeah, okay.
And he has his own show, which is kind of buns. I'm not gonna cap the first manga's bun, but they just like restarted the manga and he's older now and it's so much better.
Word.
I feel like a couple that's like Geto and Gojo for me. Again, like I'm always gonna go back to Hunter x Hunter. Like I know whatever, but it's Killua and Gon. Like a lot of people, they're like the main boys in the show, and a lot of people think they're in love and ship them because, but they're not canonly in love. But like it's like Killua's like, "You're my light. Like everything I do is for you."
Yeah.
Like they'll say stuff like that, and it's like, if a boy said that to a girl, you would immediately think they were in love, right? But then my dad, I was talking about this with him, and he was like, well, that just puts on that gay, or that straight men can't have good relationships with their friends without being gay. But I'm like, bro, it's right there. The proof is in the pudding.
Like, yeah, but what is the, is it an important, I was going to say, what's the distinction between?
There's a pedophile in Hunter x Hunter too. Yeah, I just realized. No, it's not Hisoka. There's this other really old woman who tries to go after Gon.
Here's what it sounds like to me. And I'm not trying to say anime and manga are kid shit, but it does seem like it maybe has a adolescent vibe to it, in the sense that sexuality is largely a looming evil, and that it is sexuality is an aspect of the villain.
Yeah.
And it's pedophilic and vampiric.
Yes.
Whereas the love that characters have for each other is inherently not erotic, even though the fans are sure it is. Like, you're sure these are These are erotic relationships, even though the anime doesn't make that explicit. No. The friends.
Gojo and Geto.
Sure.
My thing with... I feel like I don't know enough about other characters. Because, like, Gojo and Geto... There's a point where Geto has to leave their school, and then the author said that they would meet up secretly. Like, you know... I guess...
The author said that Gojo and Geto
would literally meet up secretly.
The author said in like a forum or like a...
In a tweet.
Yeah. Like not, again, not canon.
Not
though,
canon,
right?
But is canon, right? Because they said it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That
also, because Gojo and Geto have this whole big breakup scene right in front of KFC.
What are they breaking up about?
Gojo. Okay, so Gojo's really arrogant and cocky. That's his whole thing. Yep. And he's been put through a lot, but he acts like he's fine or whatever, boring. Fine. And then Geto's like kind of the opposite. He's like this emo guy, really laid back, but they're best friends. And then after Gojo revives him and is like... After Geto almost gets killed and then comes back or whatever, he's like, he goes and kills a village of people. And then Gojo's like, why are you doing that? And Geto's like, are you Satoru Gojo because you're the strongest, or are you the strongest because you're Satoru Gojo? Because Gojo's the strongest sorcerer. And I guess it's like, not a friend breakup, but it's like, Gojo's like, you can't do that. And Geto's like, watch me. Mm-hmm. You're the strongest. You should come help me, but you're not going to.
And that's before the breakup.
That's the breakup. Yeah.
And then he walks away into a crowd of people. Geto becomes evil.
He was already evil because he killed his parents.
But that's when it's sort of official that.
Yeah, that's when he's no like, I'm leaving us. The school and.
Okay. I got two thoughts, and one: did we miss, or is this an important manga? JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yes. If Imani was here, she would be going off.
She's big on it.
There's a lot of gay ships in that. There's a lot. And people will get in trouble.
Or...
Not in canon, no. Like fan ships.
Ships are usually not canon. If you ship characters.
The tragic love stories are never canon.
But there are...
Except for Banana
Fish. Are the story arcs themselves devoid of relationships? Other than this one, Naruto's got a son. That's like...
Boring.
There's evidence that there was a relationship, but like, does it get screen time?
Does Naruto get screen time with his girlfriend?
Yeah, there's a whole movie about Naruto saving her from the moon because some Otsutsuki kidnapped her to try to get her eyes or something.
Right, okay.
Oh, no, okay.
I'm sorry, if Killua and Gon aren't gay, I'm getting pissed because Gon literally walked in front of a train because Killua was away for a long time. Like, tell me you're not trying to, like, what? Also, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is very culturally significant, but I also think there's, when Lucy mentioned Banana Fish, and that has like a canon
gay.
I wouldn't
say that's canon.
It's not canon, but
I don't know if canon. I don't know if the show is canon. I mean, or the movie.
I think that there's a big, like, when you talk about canon, I'm listing a lot of animes that were on, like, anime TikTok. Like, in 2020, when everyone was inside and everyone had, not everyone had COVID, but it was COVID, there would be a side of TikTok called Anime TikTok, and everyone would be talking about all these animes and, like, posting edits, like, posting TikToks about animes, like, sharing all the animes. And I feel like a lot of those, it was, like, Hunter x Hunter, Banana Fish, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Psyche K. Psyche K is not, I don't feel like it's really canon, but I feel like a lot of people like it. It's very much like a filler anime. There's not really a lot that happens. It's just like, it's like a sitcom anime. Like, mm-hmm. There's not really a story, but there is, you know?
There's characters,
yeah.
But not an overarching epic story.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe the canon ones are like the big three that Quincy was saying, but like the
ones that
I see as canon are like the ones that were on like that era of TikTok.
And I guess the question is, which ones of those are going to stand the test of time? Like in 10 years or 15 or 20 years, which ones of those will be?
Promised Neverland.
I heard you. Yeah, I don't have much to respond to because I don't know this stuff, right? You're really just telling me. Good.
Shows that I think will still be up, or characters that will still be up later, is Bleach or Dragon Ball, because they just, or maybe it's not out yet, but there's a new Dragon Ball show coming out soon, and they're still, after 10 years, Bleach just started back up, like, at the beginning, I want to say, of 2023.
The anime show started back up?
Yeah.
I think another one that might be, oh, were you not done? Oh, sorry.
I'm done, but Chloe just
looked. You just look like you're okay. About to say something.
Anyways, I think another one, maybe not for the story, but Chainsaw Man was like beautifully animated. Like, I think it's one of the ones where people are like, oh my gosh, it looks so good. Wait. It's fire. Chainsaw Man is fire. I don't know what that is, but I think JJK will be up there. JJK has a lot of, I feel like they cater to women. They know what they're doing with those characters.
Do they, when you say they, is there a team of writers?
For the manga or the
anime? Let's say for the manga. Are the mangas written by, this is another thing about canon, right? Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
But, wait, let me say something. Because I noticed that season one versus season two of JJK, they made everyone hotter, buffer. Nanami was wearing this stupid little, no, it was still MAPPA. They just made the animation better and buffed everyone. Even from the manga, like in the manga, there's a scene where Choso, he has blood manipulation, so he like lifts up his shirt and shows you where his skin is lift or like ripped off. And in the manga, he doesn't have abs, but in the anime, they gave him crazy abs and like these crazy muscles, and he has like his arm up, and it's like,
is that it? You're saying in season two?
In season two, yeah.
You know, none of y'all have read The Invisibles by Grant Morrison, maybe. No. But that's a graphic novel / comic book from like the late 90s, and listeners are advised to listen to episode 10 where we talk about it. But similar thing happens in their second run. Like, they did three volumes, let's say, and in the second volume, they sexed everyone up. Like, it's just a thing. Like, and they Americanized it too. It's a British one. So like, the sexing up of the characters is related to them kind of getting Americanized in a way.
Yeah, because I feel like, especially, I mean, in JJK, I feel like, I'm not going to lie, I don't watch that much anime. I just talk about a lot, like the ones I do watch. And the fan service for the women, like the girls, they will give them the biggest Gangster. Booties. Yeah, in the show Gangsta I watch, there's this girl and she's a prostitute. And I guess her whole point is being a baddie, but she has like a slim, thick waist, and then she has these gigantic boobs. But I just feel like in JJK, I mean, there are characters like that, I guess. There's like one I can think of, but they're all like kids. And I feel like Maki's not really like that. I was thinking Mei Mei, she's slim, thick too. But they buffed all the men, especially Toji. Toji's like, yeah, I don't know why he's so buff.
There's also, like, animation studios. So, for, like, the manga, there's, like, one person. And then for, like, the anime, like, a studio. And, like, some animes, they switch studios, like, when they get popular. Mm-hmm. Or they, like, switch studios because they can't pay the other people. And it gets, like, the animation's bad or the writing's bad. Or, like, it switches. And I think that's what a lot of people suggested happen with Promised Neverland. Because they use plot points in the show or in the manga that would like be good for a show thing instead of continuing the story. Mm-hmm. And I think they switched studios in between or they weren't like the creators went on strike because they weren't getting paid. So they hired new people or something.
Again, that reminds me of Game of Thrones where like they're just like, this plays better like this for a show. So like, let's just abandon the storyline. Uh-huh. All right, I wanted to mention one more. I think I've talked to you two about it, and I don't think you know it, but a student did a presentation on it last year. Dead, Dead Demon. Do you know that, or have none of you all read that? Huh?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I don't know if it's a. I don't know if it's a manga. It might be like something else. It might be a graphic novel that comes out of Japan. I'm not sure if there's a difference. You know, the difference might only be the directionality of the pages.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Okay. Final thing. First of all, did we miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. You didn't miss any canon texts?
I think we kind of named them.
Okay. So here's the final challenge. Pick one, like your favorite, let's say, and try to formulate what you think the central conflict of the story is. And if you need, I can turn it off. We can wait a second what people think. I have mine already. Okay, wait, why don't you hit the mic?
Okay, so my favorite one is the one I've literally been talking about the whole time, Hunter Hunter.
Yeah, what's the central conflict?
And the central conflict is Gon finding his dad. So basically, Gon's dad is a hunter, and he left Gon when he was a baby. His dad's name is Gene. And Gene left Gon when Gon was a baby and left him with his aunt and to become a hunter. And Gon was like, that must mean that being a hunter is the best thing ever. So I'm going to do that when I'm old enough. So like he goes into the hunter exam to become a hunter to then travel the world to find his dad. And his dad is like, at the end, there's like a whole conflict with his dad finally shows up and he's running for this election for like the Zodiacs. And he's like running for mayor or whatever. And
is he evil?
He's not evil. He's not like the main villain.
He's a hunter though still.
But he's a hunter, okay. Yeah. And I feel like the main thing in like the first couple seasons are Gon trying to become stronger and like defeating Hisoka, which is like his main rival for the beginning. And then it's like there's like different arcs in anime too.
Right, sure. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like the first arc is like when Gon is doing the hunter exam. It's the exam arc. Then there's the Zoldyck arc, which is his friend Killua's family trying to get Killua away from his family because they're evil. And then it's the what's the spider, the Phantom Troop arc, or the, and then the Greed Island arc, and then the Chimera Ant arc, which is the longest season, which I mentioned before, that's like 50 episodes.
But you think the overarching
theme through all of them is that Gon's trying to find his dad.
Yeah.
Like, and then at the end he does.
So like archetypally we're talking about like a search for and confrontation with the father character.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Also like Luke Skywalker maybe.
Yeah.
Although his dad's evil. And yeah. Sometimes that's the case or whatever, but there's got to be other things like that.
He's like, Gon's dad isn't evil, but he's a shit dad. So it's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the dude has to grow up without his male role model or whatever, yeah. Even though he's trying to fit the model that's yeah. been presented.
Because he's
yeah.
like, the main thing, it's just so cute because he's just like a 12-year-old boy who's like, he's like, well, if my dad left me for it, it must be great.
Yeah, I was going to say also Hamlet, but I don't want to get too annoying. Yeah. Lion King, et cetera, you know. Yeah, there you go. Mike, right, yeah.
My show is Naruto.
Yeah.
And basically, Naruto was born, and while he was born, there was this guy who you found out later in the show, like way, way later. His name is Obito, and Naruto's mom has a beast in him, her, like a tailed beast. That's what they call them, and it's just like a big monster. And it's Ninetales. So basically the Ninetales gets released. Obito releases Ninetales. And then Naruto's dad and...
His mom has it in her?
Yeah.
Lucid. Does it kill the mom when it comes out?
Yeah, it kills her slowly, but she
sure.
still dies.
Okay, right, right.
I'm so excited. No. Okay, so Obito fights Naruto's dad and then... Obito runs away, blah, blah, blah. And then the Ninetales stabs Minato, who is Naruto's dad, and Kushina, who is Naruto's mom. And they put the Ninetales, or half of the Ninetales, inside of Naruto. And okay. Then he just grows up as some poor kid who knows nothing, and then he steals some magical, mythical scroll with a bunch of strong jutsus, steals one of them, learns one of them in like 30 seconds, becomes a ninja, and then that's about it until he becomes...
He learns, at what point, at some point he learns that the Ninetales is inside him.
Yeah, that's like, there's this guy named Pain later when he's like a teenager. There's this guy named Pain, he attacks a village, and while... Naruto was like under control of the Ninetales, and the Ninetales was having a rampage. Minato, who stored some of his soul inside of Naruto when he put the Ninetales in him,
mm-hmm.
Talks to Naruto for a little bit and tells him what's like happening.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually Naruto and the Ninetales become friends.
And he cools it out? He cools the Ninetales out?
Yeah.
Does he tames it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Before the war arc, the third Great Ninja War, they fight and Naruto like beats him, beats Kurama.
Word. Again, I'm reminded of Harry Potter again, right? The like the Horcrux being inside him or whatever, right? And the fact that like that same malevolent power that he has to kill his folks, but also is like resident inside him. Yeah. Although unlike Naruto, he doesn't tame it. He has to defeat it. All right, do it.
I think mine's obviously JJK, but the main conflict?
Yeah, what's the central conflict of the whole series?
I think it's just they need to defeat Sukuna. Sukuna, his whole thing is like, he's the most powerful curse of all time. Gojo couldn't even beat him. He's the strongest sorcerer in the world.
And what's his agenda?
Sukuna's?
Yeah.
He wants to take over the world.
Yeah, he's a classic Dark Lord. Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, he wants to kill everyone.
He wants to kill everyone. He wants to like, does he want to have a world of curses? Does he want to have a world of curses or does he want...
I think he just wants to kill everyone.
His mission doesn't really make sense. But I think the main thing is killing Sukuna because, yeah, he like kills women and children for fun and... But I guess
evil.
It's
he's
really...
an evil, evil, evil lord.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't really know what his deal is. He's kind of just bizarre. But I think, like, I guess the main person that they want to kill Sukuna is Yuji. But Yuji is some idiot 15-year-old kid, and he is a clone of Sukuna, which you find out way later. But I think that's the main... He's a clone of Sukuna's, like... granddad's baby or something. It doesn't make sense.
And is there a reason that the characters are uniquely capable of killing Sukuna?
I think, well...
Like, okay, so like Harry is like connected to Voldemort, right? Bilbo and Frodo, or Frodo has the ring and the, you know, Dark Lord needs the ring. There's always like some connection between the evil character and the...
I think the connections that Sukuna would have to anybody is Gojo, because Gojo's the strongest sorcerer and sorcerers exercise curses. And then Sukuna is the strongest curse. So it's like he was supposed to kill Sukuna and he failed.
He failed. When did he fail?
When Sukuna murked him in Megumi's body.
But that's in the story. That's not like before the story.
Not the anime, but the manga. Yeah.
So we're dealing with a standard like characters versus character conflict where the goal is to defeat this character.
Yeah, I think so. And I also think this doesn't really relate to the central conflict, but Gojo's like color scheme is like all like blue and white and purple. It's like colder, and Sukuna's is like red and pink. Ooh, and like whatever. Cool. And he has like tattoos and stuff. I don't know if that, but I don't know. I guess the central conflict is that they need to kill Sukuna because he's killing everybody. And if they all band together, even though Sukuna has killed like everyone in the show already or in the manga,
they do have to work together to do it though.
Well, they
or is
need...
it just up to
what I think face? Right now it's Yuta Okkotsu is the only. No, because Yuji is... Yuji...
Right now,
the point was the beginning... No, the beginning... I guess the beginning central conflict was to feed Yuji all of Sukuna's fingers and then kill him so Sukuna's dead. But then that didn't work out. And then Megumi ate a finger and it was a whole thing.
Yeah, I know. We talked about it a bit.
Yeah. Was force fed a finger. Whatever.
Okay. Is there anything we missed? Anything you want to get at? Anything vital?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah? All right. You want to get on the mic and say that?
No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No prob.
Yeah, dude. Glad we did it.
This was fun.
Peace. You want to say anything?
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Human Cannonball. And thanks to all the guest hosts and to the authors and all the readers. Intro music is from an untitled improvisation by Miles Walter. Huge props to him for that. If you'd like to support the continuance of the Human Cannonball Project, you may be able to do so sometime in the future, and I will let you know when that happens. Much respect, much love. Peace.